Exclusive: Jason Lewis, Democrats ignore China's coronavirus cover-up while casting blame on Trump. By Jason Lewis on October 13, 2020. Today, radical pundits ignore China's ambitions for world domination and its crackdown on Hong Kong. But despite the deliberate media blackout, the Chinese Communist regime's gross malfeasance in handling the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in the deaths of over a million people worldwide. And as we all know, the virus has now reached the Oval Office. Indeed, the President of the United States was sent to Walter Reed Hospital because the Chinese government allowed a deadly pandemic to rampage out of control while dissembling on the issue from day one. The Communist government did not even disclose the existence of COVID until 6 days after it knew about it, then refused to allow our health inspectors to ascertain the facts on the ground. Had Chinese officials disclosed the traits and origins of the virus, we could have contained it far sooner. But of course they didn't. Yet rather than thank President Trump, who took quick action against all of the so-called experts at the China-controlled World Health Organization by blocking travel from that communist country, Democrat apologists and their media mouthpieces have been busy blaming him in the most vitriolic way possible. Rarely, if ever, has political commentary descended into such an abject level of unbridled anger and hatred as it has toward our president. A veritable cesspool of social media trolls, as well as their vile counterparts on cable news, have gone as far as to wish for the worst for President Trump. The crackdown on the real culprit should begin now. Every American leader should be resolved to protect America's national security as well as our values by bringing our vital supply chains, from medicine to manufacturing to precious metals, back home and out of the grip of China's oppressive tactics. I know I am. Multinational corporations that put their bottom lines over the national interest by outsourcing American jobs and security to China ignore the environmental and human exploitation. It would appear currency manipulation and intellectual property theft means nothing to them. In short, they refuse to see the communist Chinese government for what it actually is: an oppressive totalitarian dictatorship, one of the worst human rights abusers on the planet. Ask the Muslim Uyghurs, and a state that is still determined to rival and supersede the United States as the number one economic and military power on the planet. So the questions must be asked: how many more businesses have to close? How many more children must be kept home from school? How many more Americans have to die before those truly responsible pay the price? Joe Biden, who helped implement the horrific trade deals of old and whose family profited handsomely from them, assures us communist Chinese are not bad folks, they're not competition for us. My opponent, Senator Tina Smith, who this cycle has taken nearly $100,000 from corporate pucks that outsource American jobs to China, according to Federal Election Commission records, still won't open up Minnesota's Iron Range to precious metal mining. And according to her own financial disclosure report from August 2020, Smith's husband owns between $50,001 and $100,000 in stocks for Yum! Brands Incorporated out of China, which held $1.5 billion in offshore tax havens and had 26 tax haven subsidiaries in 2017. It's little wonder these Manchurian candidates blame Donald J. Trump, but for their cheerleaders to wish him ill health or even death? Disgusting, but of course coming from the same left-wing liars in the press who have been gaslighting Americans by telling them Republicans are responsible for today's polarization. Naturally, the opposite is true. It is the Democrats who hatched an illegal scheme to spy on and impeach their political opposition because they didn't like the election results. It is Democrats who seek to end the filibuster and pack the Supreme Court because it won't rule the way they want. And it is Democrats who make excuses for a brutal regime in China that operates on the basis of fear while castigating a U.S. president for saying, "Don't be afraid." That should tell you all you need to know. Jason Lewis represented Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District in the 115th Congress and is the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in 2020.